That is a very, very bad strategy from him, because actually the Kenyan intervention is for his favor. It's in favor of the government, because the Somali community, those areas that the Kenyan military has invaded or intervened, I can say, they are supportive of the Kenyan initiative. Because unlike the Ethiopian invasion in 2006, which the Somali people were against, because at that time, the Somali people, they did not experience the dictatorship of Al-Shabaab and the Islamic extremists. But now they have, and they know who they are, and they know how ruthless they are. So you can see Somali people in those areas will welcome any intervention, especially from Kenya, where a huge community of Somali people who left Somalia, and the Somali business is based. It's a miscalculation from him, and actually he will pay that hugely, I think.
Because some people expect this push by the Kenyan military to actually galvanize support for Al-Shabaab.
It would have a long time ago, but now I don't think it will galvanize, because the Somali people in the areas controlled by Al-Shabaab are really fed up. Al-Shabaab are just like occupation force. For example, the recent famine that happened in Somalia, the drought and famine. Drought is natural, but the famine was man-made, and it was made by Al-Shabaab. Because when they banned the international NGOs, the international community, the United Nations organizations, when they banned them from coming to the areas they control and feed people, the people are fed up, not only because of what they are doing, but because of their ruthlessness.
Do you think the attack in Nairobi was in retaliation for the Kenyan military incursion into Somalia?
One thing we should not forget and we should not actually undermine is that for the Kenyan government to make such an intervention was a huge risk and a huge gamble, actually. If what happened in Nairobi is done by Al-Shabaab, we can expect more serious actions like this by Al-Shabaab. So actually, it's a huge risk for Kenya. And I'm worried about their sustainability. How can they sustain this? For example, they can defeat Al-Shabaab very quickly. They can capture several towns, big towns like Ismayo and things like that. But how can they sustain? And at the end of the day, do they have a partner in Mogadishu?
What can you tell us about the Al-Shabaab sympathizers in Kenya?
That's another issue. There is a great following of Al-Shabaab in Kenya, especially among the youth, Somali youth, whether they be Kenyan Somalis or the other Somalis and people who come from abroad like the West. These are the people who can make damage inside Kenya and make such kind of explosions. And actually, it's the Somali community in Kenya that will suffer a lot. We never know what the reaction of the Kenyan government will be if things like this happen again and again. It will be a backlash on the Somali community.